Milk prices are at a 25-year low. To address this, Wisconsin Congressional Democrat Dave Obey is once again trying to curb the burgeoning use of imported milk protein concentrate. Last fall, legislation with more co-sponsors stalled, but support among farmers has risen as milk prices have dropped. Milk protein concentrate is not currently produced in the United States. Because of extremely low tariffs, imported concentrate is often cheaper to use than homegrown substitutes like nonfat milk. But UW Ag Professor Bob Kropp says this is just a small factor among many market forces which are driving down milk prices.
After saying that, I don't want to minimize the need for passing this legislation to restrict imports because it could increase and it could have greater impact down the road. So quite a bit of support, whether it's talking about some of our farm organizations like Farmers Union or American Farm Bureau, et cetera, are saying we need to get a handle on the imports of milk protein concentrates.
Even if taxing imported milk protein concentrate wouldn't raise domestic milk prices, Kropp says it could be beneficial by reducing the cost of the dairy support program. That program has become more expensive because of surplus nonfat dry milk. Kropp says if higher tariffs fail to get legislative approval, the United States could better compete by making milk protein concentrate here. An Australian company is considering opening up a plant in New Mexico. But State Agriculture Secretary Rod Nelson-Stewart says locally produced milk protein concentrate is not the answer. Instead, he supports higher tariffs and lawsuits against a milk pricing system which benefits states like California.
Because they've been able to build an industry at our expense by being an island within a national market and circumventing the Commerce Clause. We see this effort on MPCs by Congressman Obey and efforts by Congressman Kine to look at cheese standards as another piece in an overall very complex puzzle.
Nelson-Stewart says such defensive measures are necessary, but stresses they need to be paired with offensive strategies to strengthen Wisconsin's dairy market. He says this means producing milk more cheaply and getting more competitive about marketing. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.